Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Hi, good morning. Welcome back to our podcast every Thursday by 5 a.m., as already mentioned. I'm so happy to bring this word to you every Thursday by 5 a.m. because I'm also kind of using it to draw some strength and motivation to start my day. So by speaking out this word, I'm trying to reach out to all of us, to reach out to myself, to reach out to all of us, because going through the week from Monday to Thursday is not an easy stuff. We've all got a lot doing. We've got our jobs, we've got our families to take care of, we've got other responsibilities, our church responsibilities, whatever we're taking care of. And oftentimes when going about these things, these responsibilities, we often feel unnoticed, we often feel not seen, as I already said last week in our last episode on Do Not Give Up, Your Reward Is Coming. Very fast, we feel unnoticed, that people are not seeing what we're doing, they're not appreciating what we're doing. That may demotivate us, it may make us want to stop doing something, certain thing. But I believe we shouldn't be doing these things to be noticed. We should be doing things, helping people, supporting others, going about our responsibilities out of our heart's desire to do them, and not because we need a certain reward from someone. But yeah, I still believe that in due season, we are going to see the fruits of what we are doing. We are going to see the fruits of our seeds, because when we are helping people, when we are going about our responsibilities, we are planting seeds in lives of people. We are planting seeds, and with a little bit of care, perseverance, and the rightful growing method, the seed is definitely gonna break through. And that's why our topic of today is do not give up. Your fruits will surely show in due season. Your fruits will be seen. Have you been working hard in the last few days, weeks, months, or even years and wonder why your work is not bearing as much fruit as you would like? This can be both physical and spiritual. Often we invest time in prayer, in meditating on the Word of God, and in fasting, but the result seems to be the opposite of what we expect. Similarly, we seem to study a lot for our exam or apply for great opportunities and projects, but we wonder why it seems like we are not effective. Friends, in due season, your fruits will surely be seen. God has promised us one thing. He said, we will produce our fruit in due season, and all that we do will prosper if we keep abiding in his word. So it may seem as if our faithful dedication to the things of God or to our physical establishment does not pay off, but the opposite is true. God honors our devoted work. He knows when to lead us to success. We have the confidence that he will ensure that our roots spread and grow firmly on the streams of water. Trust that God will complete his work in you, even if you don't yet see the fruits. In due season, your fruits will surely be unmistakably seen. So, how to bear fruits in due season? Number one, meditate on God's word daily. Number two, be patient and trust God's timing. And lastly, remain faithful in your assignments. So, how do you meditate on God's word? Think about this. And I want to leave you with this question and this word of meditation. In Psalm 1 verse 3 says, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. This is for you today. This is for you to carry along with you, that your labor will surely bring fruits in due season. And whatever you shall do, you shall prosper as you continue your week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you've been blessed, why don't you share with your family, your colleagues, on your socials. And remember, the Kingdom Living Planner and Journal for 2024 is gonna be out by the end of September. So kindly spread the good news and let the world know that the new edition of our planner and journal is out. We encourage you to support our project, because this year our aim is to support roughly 50 women and their children by Christmas with foodstuff and other kind of things that will make them happy and able to enjoy the Christmas with us. So thank you for listening to this episode. Share with everyone you know, and let God bless you richly in this season. Amen. Bye-bye.